What's going on, guys? Welcome back to No Reserves Radio. I'm your host, Ren. With me, as always, Austin. No Angelo this week. Few things out of the way first. One, if you're tuning in expecting a basketball episode, this is not it, and we'll get into that in a second. Two, Angelo had a bit of an emergency. That's why we did not release an episode last weekend. Since we're in the middle of our offseason and we're in the middle of the top 10 position players by position, I don't know why I said it that way. You get what I'm saying. We're in the middle of our list. We didn't want to do that without one of us being here. So we took last week off. We thought Angelo would be ready this week, but he's not. So we're kind of calling an audible this week. It will not be a basketball episode because there's nothing going on. And without our list, we're kind of at a standstill. So instead, what we're going to do is, if you want to, you do not have to. If you tuned in expecting a basketball episode, you are perfectly within your right to tune out at any point in time. We understand. We apologize for not having basketball content this week. We will be back next Sunday, 100%. I think Angelo and Alex will be back on Thursday with a football pod. They also missed this week because that's just Angelo and Alex, and without Angelo there...
It's only Alex.
Yeah, he couldn't do it by himself because you'd just be listening to Alex talk to himself, and that would probably be a little weird.
A little concerning.
Because knowing Alex, he might argue with himself. So instead, what are we doing here? Well, the title will tell you. So we'll include that in the title. We won't have some like clickbaity title just because... Again, you don't know what you're listening to otherwise. Instead, we're going to nerd out for a little bit. And I don't know how long this episode's going to be because we don't know what we're doing right now. But if you look at the little scroll bar at the bottom of your screen, you'll be able to tell before we will how long this is. And if you want to listen to Austin and I nerd out for however long this may be, go for it. But we kind of sat down and we were talking about like, what could Austin and Ren talk about for an extended period of time without a lot of pauses?
We weren't really even talking about it. We mentioned it and we both knew exactly what to talk about.
We kind of went into it with a plan of 100% what we were going to be doing. Hold on. My dog just came in here. Go away, Sal. Go away. Go. Okay. Sorry, dog. And the only thing we could come to that would be something we could both talk about for an extended period of time to each other and not have a ton of lapses was Disney. Because if you've been listening to the show for a long time, we've done a lot of the Who We Are videos, episodes where we kind of talk about like us and our interests. And a consistent callback for Austin and Ren is always Disney. Like we are.
Fun fact. I'm going to Disney this weekend.
He's going to Disney this weekend. Austin lives in Florida. That's, again, if you've been listening for a while, you know that. So the reason we thought this would be a good idea is this weekend. So we're planning on releasing this episode on Saturday, normally release on Sunday. You know that. D23, which is the Disney fan convention type thing. It's Disney's Comic-Con, is this weekend. Specifically the parks experience is on Saturday, which I think is the day we're going to release this, and that's more what Austin and I are into. Like, obviously we grew up watching Disney, like, and to this day we still watch the movies just because it's a callback to childhood nostalgia or whatever.
Me and my wife actually just started rewatching all of the X-Men movies because we saw the new Deadpool and Wolverine, and we're like, let's go rewatch all of them.
The weird thing is, like, watching those specific movies, like, because back when comic book movies were still, I don't want to say fringe, but like they weren't super mainstream, like the Spider-Man
when they're in their infancy,
yeah, and like they were like wearing all the like comic book costumes and like, because like in the Marvel movies, like they sometimes they make jokes about that, like when they're wearing the comic costumes.
Yeah.
But those early ones, they're good. They're also like, there's moments where you just kind of like, ew.
A little cringy.
It didn't age well. So if you're into Disney or you're into listening to Austin and Ren talk about things they're passionate about, join us, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to kind of do our predictions and expectations and the rumors for what they're going to announce at D23 pertaining to the parks. Now, we can talk about the whole thing. Like, there's a lot. Like, obviously, I think they're going to bring the Fantastic Four cast out during the Marvel experience.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
We'll probably get a new Captain America trailer, a Doomsday trailer, maybe a teaser, not necessarily a full trailer, because I think that we'll get the first Doomsday official trailer shortly after New World Order.
Yeah.
Because I think the post-credit scene for New World Order is going to set up Doom with Robert Downey Jr. And let's talk about that. How do you feel? Like, I said we were going to talk about the parks, but how do you feel about Robert Downey Jr. returning to the MCU as Doom?
So, I mean, we've kind of talked about this before, just you and I. I am mixed feelings about it. You know, growing up, Iron Man was like my movie, right? He was one of my favorite characters. Robert Downey Jr. just does him such justice, but I have an issue with seeing him become the bad guy. I just don't want it to be about the whole, they know who Tony looks like, right? They know what he looked like.
Right.
And when Dr. Doom shows up and that mask comes off, everyone's just going to lose their mind and be so confused. I just feel like that trope's been done enough. I'm just tired of it. But you can't really knock the fact that Robert Downey Jr. is probably one of the best actors to make Doom come to life at the same point, at the same time.
So, like, I have two comments on it. One, it's Doom. We shouldn't even necessarily, like, visually know that it's Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that the mask should never come off. It will. It absolutely will. My theory is that it's going to be an alternate timeline where Tony goes cuckoo after having all the PTSD after the wormhole in Avengers, and so you think
it's going to branch off from, like, before Ultron?
Yeah, I think that this is making
someone to protect the planet, he's going to make himself the protector.
Yeah, I think we're going to basically almost see Ultron version 2. Because I don't think it's going to be, like, Doom by himself. It's going to be Doom with, like, Doombots or whatever they're going to call them.
Yeah.
Where Tony has made all these suits of armor to protect the world because that was his vision during Civil War. And we need to just do a whole episode on Marvel, honestly. We need to get everyone here to do it. But
yeah,
my guess is that's what it's going to be, is it's going to be a branching timeline where this was his response to Thanos, and in his timeline, he, like, Dr. Doom or Tony Stark or whatever, it's going to be, killed Thanos and saved the world and then became a dictator or whatever the case may be.
Preparing for the next enemy, and accidentally becoming
the enemy, like, living long enough to become the villain.
Yeah.
Again, living to the tropes, but I don't have a problem with it because, like I said, if they do it right, I think it will fit very well within the MCU. I would be more concerned with them bringing back, and this is as someone who's, like, my favorite hero is Captain America, and, like, if they were like, we're bringing back Chris Evans to play Captain America, I'd be like, no, don't, because, like, that story ended. I am happy with how Captain America and Iron Man's journeys ended, and those actors coming back, like, it kind of hurts it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if they do it right, I think it could pay off really well.
I feel like it's a high risk, high reward.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Because if it absolutely flounders, it's going to just besmirch all that Marvel did with Iron Man and his, you know, ultimate sacrifice.
Because, like, when you're looking at it pragmatically, like, the two characters, because let's be real, the entire phase up to the Infinity Saga, or I guess the entire Infinity Saga, was the story of Captain America and Iron Man. Like, those are the two leaders of the Avengers, and the side of good. And they both start polar opposites and they end polar opposites, but in different ways. Like, they cross at a certain point, because you start with Iron Man, because Iron Man started this whole journey that we're still on, like, 20 years later, which is insane, where Tony Stark is this egocentric narcissist, like, womanizer, terrible person, really.
Yeah.
And he ends making the ultimate sacrifice, right? Like, the ultimate selfless act. And then Captain America starts the opposite side, where he is this goody-two-shoes, always putting himself on the line for others, sacrificing himself for others, making the sacrifice play. And then at the end, he makes the selfish decision of, I'm going to live my life with Peggy. So you get kind of like both characters went through a whole arc where they ended up kind of as each other, but in good ways.
They earned it.
Yeah. So anyway, I said we weren't going to talk about that. We do need to do a whole episode on Marvel and just get everyone here, because there's a lot that could be said on that. But
yeah.
In relation to D23, which is the point of this episode, I think we'll get a teaser for Doom. I don't know what you do to build hype after, was it Comic-Con where Downey Jr. came out with the mask on? Nothing you can do lives up to that, but I just, like, maybe a scene of him, like, turning into the camera in the full costume, something like that.
Yeah.
We're not going to get anything more than that. Besides that, no one cares, because the Kang Dynasty, like, Marvel's so up in the air right now after dude that played Kang was a piece of shit, so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of loose ends to tie up. I don't remember what else is on the docket, because there's cruises, which we're not going to talk about, because.
I mean, personally, I think let's just start with the parks.
Start with the parks.
And personally, I think let's start with the international parks.
Okay.
Because we're less familiar with those. And then we can hit, because I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time on Orlando Disney for World. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the most, because, like I said, I kind of warned you. I had my big, bold prediction, which I think is kind of out of left field.
Yeah.
Do we have... Hold on, sorry. I scrolled too high up. So, yeah, let's start with international. What have you got for your rumors?
So, the biggest thing that I've seen is... Well, one, internationally, they got rid of Space Mountain.
Right.
Right,
which Space is Mountain crazy.
Closed. I know, it's really weird to think about.
Also, isn't Tokyo closing Astro Blasters? Which, that ties into, like, one of my predictions for Orlando. Because there's, like, this push within Disney to modernize, right? And Astro Blasters, as fun as it is, it's kind of dated.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so having gone to, I mean, I went to Disneyland, right, a couple years ago. Astro Blasters is at...
Your mic cut out.
Compared to what we have.
You're like, cutting in and out right now. Give it a sec.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it was, like, fading, so I think you're good now.
Okay. So, Astro Blasters is ass. It doesn't compare to what we have in Orlando, right, with Buzz Lightyear, the spin.
Yeah.
I think it was closer to the Boo Blasters that we had at Kings Island.
don't dunk on Boo Blasters. Do not dunk on Boo Blasters.
No, it was that bad.
Kings Island, for the record, Kings Island's, like, they're redoing Boo Blasters. Good. That was, yeah. They're getting three new coasters, and they're redoing Boo Blasters, so.
Good. They deserve it. Boo Blasters was terrible.
It was air-conditioned. What more do you want?
But, I mean, Astro Blasters, I think that they got, you know, it ended up to something else. I would love to see them put Marvel in the Tokyo in the Asian
So there, we already kind of know they're doing a Wreck-It Ralph version of Astro Blasters, which kind of fits because it's going to be like the at the start of Wreck-It Ralph when he jumps into the game with the blonde woman. I don't remember what it's called, where like he gets the medal and like there's all the bugs, and it's like it's basically like the point of the movie is the bug gets out of the game. That game. Yeah. Which would fit with an Astro Blasters, Buzz Lightyear, whatever, spin, type ride. But I know, like, your favorite ride is Buzz Lightyear, right? Or it's up there.
Yeah. It's one of my must-dos whenever we go.
But would you be opposed to changing it to a more modern take? Because I had this thought yesterday. And this was one of my zone outs as I was just thinking. This was train of consciousness, Ren. And I was looking at a box of Fruity Pebbles. Trust me, this is going somewhere. And okay. On the box... on the box was Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble, and Bam Bam. Okay, we know those characters, right? So I Googled it, and the Flintstones has not been a thing, like, officially on TV for a very long time. Like, very, very long time. Like, not even reruns are on TV. At what point do new kids no longer recognize those as cartoon characters and instead recognize them as cereal mascots? And at what point did the Flintstones, like, deviate from their original timeline of cartoon characters? In that same vein, like, obviously Toy Story 4 is not that old. And Toy Story, I'm not, like, Toy Story is way above the realm of the Flintstones.
Well, they're making Toy Story 5 as well.
Why? It ended perfectly.
So, like, it's still in the media enough that it will still be around. People will still know Buzz Lightyear.
But at a certain point, when do you move on from the old? And obviously, like, it's not that old. Like, one of the things we're going to talk about is there's potential for a Lion King ride finally after all these fucking years.
I think you move on from the old in every park but Magic Kingdom, right? Or the main Lion Park, right? We've seen it with... We've seen it with Hollywood Studios, right? And we're kind of talking about Orlando here, but that's just because that's what we know, right? Great movie ride. It was old. It had a lot of old movies, so they decided to revitalize it, right? And change it into this new Mickey and Minnie's.
Runaway Railroad.
Yeah, the Runaway Railroad. I think they're going to start doing stuff like that and bring in new IPs to the other parks, because there's still an expectation of what magic is supposed to be.
So this, I know we said we're starting with the international parks, but it all ties into it. Does it not feel like it's going to be a disappointment if, not necessarily this D23, but maybe the next one? Like, it's coming soon. Like, there has to be a Tomorrowland refresh. Specifically because, like, Tomorrowland does not feel like the future anymore. Like, and that's the whole point. Like, obviously, I don't think they're going to touch the People Mover. I think they fucked that up enough times. They're not going to risk it.
I think in the past, Tomorrowland was what the future was supposed to be. I think now, Tomorrowland is what the future was expected to be.
I guess, but like...
They were looking forward, like, we're supposed to have these rockets and all of this stuff because they had these big, great ideas, right? But now that we look, it's almost, like, nostalgic, like, looking about, like, this is what people thought.
Look at how dumb they were.
This is what we expected. Well, are they dumb or are we just dumb for not being able to meet that standard?
In a lot of ways, I feel like it. Like, if you, like, go through the People Mover and Spaceship Earth, like... There's a lot of things we surpassed, for sure. But, like, there's just such a stark difference when you're looking at, like, the launch pad. And then you turn and you look at Tron. Like...
I mean... Yes and no. I'm personally not a fan of Tron. And we can do, like, a whole another episode about ranking the rides, because I don't like Tron.
Really?
If it was gone, I would not be sad.
So I think that Tron, I think it's a ride that is significantly better at night than it is in the day. I think during the day, it's kind of generic roller coaster. And not in a good way. Like, it is...
No. Yeah. It's...
But night, like, the lights, like, the grid lit
up. I'd rather do the teacups than ride Tron.
Damn. That is a hot take. You know, honestly, though, same. Like...
It had such a big hype. It's so short. It's, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's, like, launch, loop-de-loop, outside, you're done.
I think the appeal to it is the unique ride vehicle, but...
Yeah, no, for sure.
Back to international parks before we get to... Because we're going to spend a lot. I thought this was going to be a short episode, but we are going to spend a long time on Orlando. So, sorry, what were you saying before I segued hard?
I mean, the biggest things that I've seen, like the rumors, there's not much for the international... I think the internationals kind of already had their day to shine, right? They just opened up a Zootopia land. They just opened up the Frozen land. I think the international parks are going to take a backseat in the next couple of years.
So the only reason I don't think so is, like, every D23, they have that big promo picture, like, leading up to the segments. And the picture for the parks and recreation portion of D23, it has all the international parks on it, so it feels like there's going to be something big announced. I just don't necessarily know if it's anything that we necessarily care about.
I think it'll be a Marvel section. That's what I've kind of seen, is it's going to be something Marvel, right? Marvel's going to try to push their ways into the parks to continue generating revenue even after their movies, if they continue to decline. Which, after and watching the newest Deadpool and Wolverine, I don't know if that, like, they may have turned it around. But you can't really know right now.
The interesting thing is, I feel like it wouldn't be that absurd to say, like, some of the things we're going to talk about for the Orlando and Anaheim parks are also going to be in those European and Asian parks as well.
Yeah. It's not the first time they've done something like that.
Yeah. So, like, if they do, like, I hinted that there was a Lion King ride potentially coming, finally. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised for that to be announced for one of the international parks, if not multiple of the international parks. I don't think we're going to get another... I feel like the hype would be a lot higher if we were going to get an announcement of another park as a whole opening somewhere in the world, with the exception of, spoiler later. But in terms of, like, another European park, like, I don't think one would happen. I don't think there would be another Asian park. I don't think there would be, like, Saudi Arabia potentially could house a park, but it doesn't really.
There's a lot of, like, yeah, there's a lot, like, being, you know, teacher for a second, there's a lot of issues in the Middle East right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know. The ideals won't always match up, and I think that would be the biggest hindrance to a Disney park over there.
God, we already know we don't want countries influencing our beloved Disney any more than they already do. I'm looking at you, China Pavilion. So yeah, I don't think there's going to be any super major.
No, I think they're going to let the continental U.S. parks kind of take the force.
Now, in that vein, I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, European Disney cruises or Pan-Asian Disney cruises.
Yeah, I could see them doing that for sure. But, like,
but in terms of, like,
Disney park, I don't see a lot of international activities here.
Disney cruises, I don't have any, like, comment on.
I haven't been able to take one yet, unfortunately. It's on the goal. Like, maybe you'll come with it. Who knows?
Yeah, let's go. Fuck it. Let's plan it. So let's do we want to talk? Do we want to get just into Orlando and just fuck Disneyland? We'll tack on Disneyland at the end because
let's do Disneyland.
Okay, so Disneyland.
We're gonna forget Disneyland if we don't do it now.
So Disneyland, the biggest one I've seen is there was that they got approved for zoning for like a huge chunk of land.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's the 70th anniversary this year for, or next year for Disneyland. Yep. Big deal. The big rumor is bringing Pandora to Disneyland. Do you think that's a good idea or not? Because there's a solid chance Flight of Passage is kept as park exclusive for Disney World. And I think it should be.
Because, so I like, think, do... Personally, I think it would be amazing. Like, Florida is known for water, but so is California. Make it the water version of Pandora.
Interesting. Right?
The Way of the Water Park, just like the Way of the Water.
Yeah.
Make it a water themed.
Right? Just do a completely different thing. Don't, like, port anything.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, maybe do a Flight of Passage, quote unquote,
with a different. Yeah.
With the water beasts, you know.
Okay.
Something like that. Give it another aspect of the world. So you go to Florida, you see the above. You go to California, you see the below.
That could be interesting. Like, rework Flight of Passage so it's like a different experience, because like, let's be real, like the first time you ride Flight of Passage, like, it is life-changing.
It can't be top. Yeah,
it, they're, you will forever be chasing the dragon that is the feeling of your first ride on that, because you do not feel like you're on Earth. It is, yes. Listeners, if you have never, like, even if you don't like Disney, I am telling you, one time in your life, go buy a park ticket to Animal Kingdom, go ride Flight of Passage. Like, just one time. Like, just do that, leave the park. You hate Disney, I get it. Go. It is... You do not, like, it is not a ride. It literally feels like they have transported you somewhere else. It's all done.
It's yeah. not a ride. It's an experience.
I mean, it's a ride. Like, it does
it's the It's not dives. A ride. It's an experience.
I mean, yeah, but it is a ride. Like,
no.
Like, you feel like you're on a banshee flying, and, like, they mimic it so well. Like, ride it. It is insane. But to have, like, you know what? I'm all on board. You know what? Get me a petition. I'm signing it that they need to do a different Flight of Passage, because that would be a way to experience Flight of Passage for the first time again.
Exactly.
I'm on board. I don't want to hear any other rumors about it.
Josh Tomorrow,
I don't
want, hire me.
Yeah. I don't want a new Navi River Journey. Even though the animatronics on Navi River Journey, I still say, are among the best in Disney.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sure.
The Frozen ride in Epcot, like, it has great animatronics. But the Navi River, like, the
Frozen ride in, I think it was Hong Kong, has insane animatronics.
The animatronics in Disney Sea is insane. Like, they do it so well. And I hope they bring that more, because, like, we haven't had new dark rides in Disney America for a while. Like, we've had Remy's and like the Star Wars Land, but like, in general, there haven't been a lot of new dark rides. And I really hope, like, as we go through this refresh, because it feels like Disney is doing a very slow 10-year refresh. I think that's the whole idea behind this, because you go back to 2019 D23, mm-hmm. and all of those plans just got put on the back burner because COVID.
Yes.
And I think
Tron taking 7 years to build was what it felt like.
And I feel like we're going to start to see more of that kind of come to fruition. And again, we'll get into a lot of that as we get into.
Yeah. And I have Magic some opinions Kingdom. On like Orlando and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you're going to have stronger opinions on Orlando than I do, because you live there and you go to Disney multiple times a month.
Yeah.
And fuck you for that. But I do think that Avatar, for sure, if not Avatar Land as a whole, like, they will get an attraction of some kind, just because it is such a draw to the Magic Kingdom. Or I just kind of consider all of Disney World Magic Kingdom. Pardon me. To Disney World. Besides that, I really can't think of anything that they could put there that they don't already have. Unless they do a new IP, which is completely possible. Or, I don't know. Like, a lot of the things that I think they could do, I think are going to go into Disney World before they go into Disneyland. Because, love it or hate it, Disney World is the golden child of Disney now because it's bigger. Yeah. And they have infinite space to do infinite amounts of things. Like,
yeah, like, it's... like, people don't realize the amount of space Disney still has undeveloped.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, I feel like thousands of acres undeveloped.
And this is going to come up in a minute when we get to...
Orlando.
Orlando. But
I think we should just get through Disneyland so we can talk about Orlando, Ren.
I'm getting through Disneyland, but it's relevant. So... the Disneyland expansion is like $1.9 million for a whole new area, right?
$1.9 million? You mean billion?
$1.9 billion. $1.9 million, like, would be a single...
itty bitty.
Sorry, I closed it, and I don't know where that went. Like, the funds for the Disneyland expansion.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but compared to what we're about to talk about, it's nothing.
It's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money. 70th anniversary.
Yep. I mean,
they're gonna bring back Paint the Night. They're gonna bring back Paint the Night. They have to. And for the record,
some time of night show to come back.
I expect Paint the Night, and I'm that it's my favorite night parade, and I want it everywhere. What was the? I think Disney Paris was the last one to do it. The Electric Night Show, like where they had all the like. Lights all over him.
Yeah, I think that's Paris. I think they're the last ones to have it.
That's something like I want to come back because it's probably my favorite parade.
Night parades were so great.
Yeah. And they still, like, they're about to start doing the Halloween parade. That starts tomorrow. We're recording this on the 8th. I think Not So Scary starts on the 9th. Our listeners are realizing right now, like, how much of fucking nerds we are, and I love it. To be fair, Austin lives there. Yes. I don't have an excuse, but like Austin grew up around this shit, so he has an excuse.
I've always been an hour from Disney at any moment in time.
It's just my favorite place to go, and like I said, the movies as a kid got me through a lot of shit. Movies as an adult have got me through a lot of shit.
70th anniversary we talked about.
Right.
The other elephant in the room, Tiana's.
Yep.
It's coming, right?
Right.
I expect them to release the opening date at D23.
Right.
I will say, I have been on Tiana's. I got the pass holder preview.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather Splash Mountain.
Right. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying. Like, it feels like they're kind of just modernizing, right? They're changing everything to modernize.
I think there was a legit possibility for it to be great. I think they tried too hard and too fast to turn it around.
And I don't, like, the animatronics are amazing. Like, all the
animatronics are amazing, everything, but the problem is the animatronics aren't everywhere. There's a lot of dead space. And darkness, like, it feels like you're in this magical bayou, and then you're just floating through the water. And then a magical bayou, and then floating through the water.
And, like, I get that it's, like, after the movie, but, like, that you don't have Rey in it. Like, Rey is such a memorable character from Princess and the Frog that, like...
Yeah. I will say he's kind of in it. There is, like, the secondary star. But that's
really good. With,
Cher or something? No.
What? No, God, no. It's it's like a long name. Like, I want to say Josephine, but I know that's wrong.
Raise Hold her on. Princess and the Frog. Evangeline.
Evangeline. I knew it was an E.
Star. Yeah.
But, like, I agree, it feels like they forced it to be like, oh, it's Tiana's restaurant. And, like, when you're going around that first bend and it's, like, Tiana's Foods and it's, like, all the signs are everywhere. It's, like, it's so fucking forced. Yeah. That it
I will say the queue is really good until you get to the ride vehicles.
And, you know, maybe they'll learn, like, from Tiana's Bayou Adventure and Magic Kingdom for Disneyland. Because sometimes, like, that's how it happens. Like, Disneyland kind of gets a better version of a ride, and then Disney World gets it a few years later when they do a little bit of a remodel.
Yeah.
Because Disney World's kind of the test park at this point. Yeah, it's fine. Sure. With the exception of things like Remy's, like, that was Disney Paris all the way, and that isn't a fantastic ride.
It's terrible.
It's
terrible because it's 3D. When it becomes 2D like they're doing in Paris, it will be chef's kiss. Hot takes.
Yeah, 3D rides are kind of bad.
They're outdated.
They're outdated.
They're really great, and then
they were really cool when they started.
Yeah.
And then, like, suddenly, it's like if you do, like, bad CGI, like, you know, Attack of the Clones, like, if you watch that in theaters, it was amazing. You watch it now, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Only the Lord of the Rings movies CGI held up really well, I will say.
So, one other thing with Tiana's, it's kind of like Tiana's. So, you know that Country Bear Jamboree got reworked, right?
Yeah, didn't it just reopen?
It just reopened down here. It hasn't reopened yet for Disneyland. I didn't know this, but apparently there's a Country Bear Jamboree restaurant.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. I don't know if it's new or if they're just redoing it, but I'm really mad I didn't know about it when I was in Disneyland if it was there. Because I 100% would have gone to that.
Have you gone to the new show? Because is it more than just the new costumes? Because I saw the new costumes, but
I haven't gone yet. We haven't been to Magic since then. So we're probably going to look at going this weekend.
Yeah, you told me. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my freaking computer's acting up.
I can take over if you need me to.
You talk for a second while I
sort
this out.
So the next thing that is kind of expected to be announced, or people want to be announced, is a Marvel e-ticket. Right, they want a big Marvel ride to come to Disneyland. And I will say, it definitely needs it. Right, we went to the Marvel Avengers campus. It was great. But really, outside of Spider-Man and the character interactions, there's not really much to do. It's like kind of a blink and you miss it type deal.
Are you talking about to Disney World?
Disneyland.
Don't they have... They've got the web swingers. They've got.
That's the thing. They have the web swingers. That's all they have.
Don't they have
the Iron Man coasters international?
And is Hollywood, is the Tower of Terror, the revamp only in Disney World?
Well, no, no. It's actually Tower of Terror is still down here. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Mission Escape, Mission Breakout, whatever. It's great, but it's just Tower of Terror, but Guardians. Like, I'm talking about, like, a show-stopping ride. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind. Right? I don't think you've been on that yet.
I have not.
When you do, you'll move to Florida. Like, it's that good of a ride. It's that good.
Does it have the multiple endings? I've heard that, but I've not, like, actually watched.
It has multiple songs, same ending.
Okay. So, kind of like Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? Okay, you should just come down one day. We'll just record an episode in Disney.
That's fine. We'll do that. I'm totally on board. I'll justify it in the expense funds.
The other things that there might be, are you good with the Marvel e-ticket?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that it's... I think Marvel is more necessary in the parks, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. There's a chance of a Tomorrowland remake. Right? I think we already talked about that a little bit.
I think that it just needs an overall refresh, and Marvel would be a great idea.
Yeah. You know, just try to introduce a little bit of Marvel into that.
Give me a Stark Tower in Tomorrowland all day.
I'm sold.
I'm in.
With an Iron Man themed ride, I'm down.
Do you know what they sell in the restaurant? Shawarma.
You know what would be great?
What?
An Iron Man ride facing Doctor Doom.
Oh, that would be cool. Or like a Iron Man coaster, like one of those lying down coasters.
That would be cool.
Sign me up for Imagineering.
The other thing that they think will happen is in Arendelle.
Of course.
In Disneyland. Part of that Disneyland Forward initiative.
Which, again, the Disneyland Forward is only $1.9 billion. But Arendelle as a whole feels like it's underrepresented. And I say that as someone that is not a fan of Frozen. I think it's an okay movie. You can't deny its impact. Like, Let It Go was everywhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's underrepresented. Like, obviously, Epcot has Norway. And then I think Disney Paris. One of the Disney internationals has, like, an Arendelle.
Tokyo Disney Sea.
Yeah. And, like, it looks amazing. But, like,
yeah, it's insane.
In terms of the states, like, it feels underrepresented. Because, again, the only place you see it is the Norway Pavilion.
Yeah.
And, again, and people get into that.
Compared to, like, nothing compared to what it is overseas.
Yeah. And, again, it's arguably, whether you like it or not, probably the biggest Disney movie of the last 20 years.
Yeah. But, and then, I mean, there's, like, there's some small things. Like, some people think California Adventure will change its name.
I could see that.
Some people think there might be a fourth hotel opening up.
That needs to happen.
Yeah. And then some people want the Country Bear Jamboree to take over Winnie the Pooh. And I say no.
Isn't that what it used to be?
I think so, yeah.
Because that's like, what was Test Track before it was Test Track? It was way before our time, but
World of Motion.
World of Motion. Like,
I hate that I know that.
Because Test Track 3.0 is about to launch, and like,
it just closed.
Well, 2 months ago. When I say about to, I'm like talking in theme park time.
Okay, yes. And it's about to release.
And, like, it feels like they should do something like World of Motion, because nostalgia sells. And, like, again, while that's before our time, people like nostalgia. And if you bring back something World of Motion as Test Track, that's not a bad idea for theming. And, like, really, I think Epcot
it's hinting at both.
Yeah. And I think Epcot as a whole could, it could bank on some of the nostalgia factor, because let's be real, Epcot's the most boring of the parks.
Yeah, for sure.
Animal
Kingdom would be there if it didn't have Pandora.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean,
Although, oddly enough, Epcot is probably where I've spent most of my time this year.
I mean, there's, like, the food. If you're there for food, like, if you live nearby.
We do use an app, and we, you know, we look at the menu. We usually have a routine where we, as we're driving to the park, we look at all the menus, we find out what we want to eat, and then we go there and eat it.
Okay. Right. So, let's real quick, just a little break from the nerd stuff. Favorite restaurant in the entirety of the Disney property in Orlando?
So, we're actually going through and eating at every restaurant.
Okay.
We've done all of Magic. We have, like, one more in Hollywood, and then we have to do Epcot and Animal.
Right. Well, you've now, done every in Magic Kingdom?
Everyone in Magic Kingdom.
You did Cinderella's?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
We did it for our anniversary.
That's fair.
Yep.
Was it worth it?
Yes and no. It was worth it to make, like, you feel special when you're in there.
Yeah.
Right? Would I go back? Probably not.
So the food wasn't worth it. The environment was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will say, the food is a little elevated. Like, you know, I am not from any rich background whatsoever. So, like, I lose some of the appeal to stuff like that. But, like, it was cool just to be there. And this was COVID time, so unfortunately, we couldn't, like, walk around.
Right.
Like, it was very much sit in your chairs. You don't move until you leave. And if the princesses come out, you have to sit in your chair and you can't go to the bathroom until they're done.
Okay. So let me ask this then. And the fans of ours, or the listeners of ours that are
still here,
still here, and also like they've been to Disney or whatever. Would you say you preferred, like, ignoring cost, Be Our Guest or Cinderella's Royal Table?
Cinderella's.
Okay. Because I've been to Be Our Guest, and I
Be Our Guest, in my opinion, is the worst restaurant in Animal Kingdom, or in Magic Kingdom.
Did you get the French onion soup?
I tried it. I'm not a huge fan.
So good.
And I think my biggest issue is it's not as themed as the others.
What?
Right? If you get sat in one of the wings, it feels like a true experience. If you get sat in the main ballroom, where it's just a line and line and line of tables, it's underwhelming.
Interesting.
If you're in the bedroom where it changes, you know, it's all nice and happy, and then it looks like after the beast attacked.
Yeah.
Right? That's really cool. But when you're in the middle, it's so boring.
But and it's super still
crammed.
Like, looking around, like, it's literally like the ballroom from the movie. Like,
it is. But, like, if like you were asking me to do that, or what's the other one? Like, or Diamond Horseshoe.
Royal Temple. Oh.
Well, I was like, I'm going, like, Diamond Horseshoe I'd rather do. But, like, let's do Cinderella's. I would rather sit there. It's a lot more private, right? There's not a lot of people up there. You can kind of see over the park. And I just feel like it's a more private and special experience as opposed to just sitting in a ballroom with 300 other bench people seats. Right next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
You know, would you rather sit in a box to a bad game, or would you rather sit in the, you know, nosebleeds of a better game? To me, I'd rather sit in a box to a bad game.
That's fair. Mine is unfortunately a quick service stop, and it is Casey's Corner.
Corn dog nuggets all the way.
We
started getting queso with them.
Oh. It's plastic cheese. Like, there's no option. It is plastic cheese.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, queso sounds delicious, but fuck that. Plastic cheese.
Sometimes we'll get the Peco Bills, and then we started getting, they redid the plastic Peco cheese Bills. At Casey's. It is amazing.
Peco's Bills is, like, after COVID, it got bad.
Yeah. I think it'll eventually turn into a Tiana's restaurant.
Probably. And that's sad because,
or into, like, an entire Pirates of the Caribbean, which would be cool.
Well, because we're going to Magic. We're going to Orlando we're done.
I finished it. I said, like, what could be.
Because, like, there was zoning for a Pirates Tavern besides Tortuga Tavern.
So it's still going to open up. If I remember correctly, they're getting rid
of... No, they are, but there's a second one that was filed.
I don't think there was a second one.
There was. It's not like in any of the rumors for D23, and I don't think that's something that they're going to talk about at D23. But there's not a tavern, because there's Tortuga Tavern. The lounge, yeah. Do you have that?
Huh.
Austin? Do you have that pulled up?
Kind of.
Because, like,
I'm kind of like going through it now.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that would necessarily be at Pecos Bills, because Pecos Bills is kind of out of the way for Adventureland. Unless you were to, like, they could shift the building. It's Disney. They have infinite money, pretty much.
I know they're bringing back the Barker Bird that used to be in Pirates of the Caribbean ride before the Jack Sparrow rework.
Yeah.
So they're putting it. Sorry, I'm reading. Where is it?
Angelo's gonna look at this because he's refusing to edit this one and be like, "Oh, they weren't talking here." Like,
I know.
There's a reason.
Well, you can fill the time. Let's go do that.
Well, because, like, I don't want to like change the subject while we're researching.
So it's pretty much going to go in between Tortuga Tavern, the gift shop, and Pecos Bill. It's going to be in that general area. I think so they're going to take part of the gift shop out.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the gift shop's not really used. There's a lot of dead space with, like, the jeweler, you know, like, the jeweler carts and stuff.
Yeah.
I could see them just kind of renovating that.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get a half and half. But it's going to be weird because Pecos Bill, like, there's not really anything similar in the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So if they change it, like the menu, which I'd assume they would with theming changes.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be able to get Mexican anywhere in the Magic Kingdom unless I'm like forgetting something. But off the top of my head, no.
No.
But I mean, to be fair, you can't get like Asian. I mean, you can get the cheeseburger.
But. And we can kind of go into it if you want.
Okay.
The tropical.
Yeah. So do we want to start with that or do we want to start with my off the wall theory?
Awesome. Shoot it down.
Okay. So last year, again, what's important to remember is that the Disneyland Forward program, where they're adding a whole new area to Disneyland, in that little tiny strip that they have in the middle of Anaheim, cost $1.9 billion. Disney is investing $17 billion in Florida. That's more than just what we're going to talk about in a few, which is Beyond Thunder Mountain, right? With Universal revealing Epic Universe, there is an arms race in Florida right now. And obviously Universal doesn't compare to Disney unless you're a thrill seeker. Disney got approval from Florida, from a DeSantis appointee, to have up to 5 full-sized theme parks, 5 mini theme parks, like 170,000 square feet of additional office space, like... Those parts don't matter. The part that matters is the fact that they were approved and zoned for an additional theme park in Florida. With Epic Universe and the hype surrounding it, I'm not saying in the next like 5 years. I'm saying at D23, would it be that crazy, and you're going to shoot it down, for them to say, we have plans for an additional park in Florida? Not in the immediate part. Like, they're not like, oh, we're going to launch it in 2026. I'm saying, like, for them to come out and be like, we have plans for expansion of another park.
So, I don't think they do it. And the sole reason that they don't do it is, you know, it's not going to happen soon. All of the people are going to be like, why the hell not? Epic Universe was only announced a couple years ago, and the thing's going live really, really soon, right? Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, I get, like, updates on, like, the building, right? It was just dirt, like, 2 years ago, and it is now, like, feels like it's almost done.
Yeah, no, they're putting it up really quick.
Right? I think if Disney tries to do that and be like, yeah, we're gonna build a park, but it's 10 years down the line...
I mean, it doesn't have to be 10 years down the line. I'm just saying.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, if they do, they need to have a quick turnaround. Otherwise, everyone's going to be like, why the hell can Universal build a brand new park with all of these new features and new ride developments, and Disney can't do it in the same time? I think Disney's going to wait until the shimmer of Epic Universe wears off. So that when some people are just starting to look for a new park, they're going to come in hard and build one quick. So I think Disney's going to live with Epic Universe being the forefront in people's minds and do all this other stuff to improve their parks. And then they're going to make this drastic announcement. And it's going to be like, in 4 years, there'll be a brand new park that's the biggest in Florida.
So I actually have the numbers here for what they were approved for. Just to like put into prospect what they were asking for. They are optioned to expand hotel room capacity by more than 30%, 53,000 additional hotel occupancy, and retail and restaurant space by 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not sound like another theme park?
No.
No?
No. Like I said, is there a limit to that approval? Does it have to be... All this stuff must be
completed. No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
So, like, I still think there will be a fifth park. I think it'll be in 10 years. You know, 10, maybe 15 years. Maybe not 10. Maybe not 15. 15 seems really far 15 away.
15 is way too far.
Yeah, I would say maybe 10 years. In 10 because years, we'll probably have an announcement of a new park.
When did... Because the last park to open was Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios. Animal Kingdom was 99.
I'm looking it up real quick.
Last Magic Kingdom park. Magic Kingdom. I keep typing Magic Kingdom. Last and Disney park.
Why won't it give me the answer? Why is it so hard? Why give me an easy answer for this?
Hold on, Disney World opening dates. Magic Kingdom,
Animal Kingdom
Epcot.
Was 98.
Okay,
so Animal Kingdom, yeah.
Prior to that was Hollywood Studios, 89. Mm-hmm. Prior to that was Epcot, 82. Prior to that was Magic Kingdom, 71. So there's been so much time. At a certain point, like obviously... Animal Kingdom, like you go to Animal Kingdom, it does not feel dated.
Not as bad as you would expect.
Not as bad as you would expect, given that time frame.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, like, you can add new rides, but what are you doing to bring back the long-term Disney fanatics? Because obviously, like, people like you and me, we're going to go no matter what.
Yeah. That's but like it will happen in 10 years. There's no denying that. I just don't think it's going to happen like in the next I don't see an announcement in the next year or two. I think they're going to let Epic Universe open. Everyone's going to rush there and they'd be looking for the next high of, oh my God, it's brand new. And then Disney's going to come in.
I just feel like Disney has to respond in some way.
I think their response is these expansions.
I guess
because Disney knows they have to respond, but they don't have to respond in the same caliber.
But is that not the Disney thing to do? Is not like, oh, here's just new things on our existing parks. Is it not Disney to be like, all right, we're just going to bury you and build a $20 billion park right down the road? Because like with Robert Iger taking over, because Robert Iger has always been park focused.
Yes. But he's not going to be around forever.
He's not going to be around for very long at all, but his whole job is in being put back in that role.
Screw it, make Josh DeMario the CEO.
I wouldn't hate it. I don't hate Robert Iger. Like I know a lot of people are like very hesitant with him, but like I think he's done a great job.
I think people obviously are hesitant because they look at what Bob Chapek, that was his name?
Yeah, who cares?
I think they, whatever his Chapek name was, I think they Chapek look at Chapek. I think they looked at what he did and blame Iger for it.
Well, Iger also did make out some questionable decisions.
Yes, but the questionable was outweighed by the good.
True.
And the former CEOs, because I can't remember his name already, the questionable outweighed the good.
Yeah. And he was too focused on Disney Plus and
yeah, he was too focused on the streaming and it bit them in the butt. It
backfired. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were hemorrhaging money. I think Robert Iger will right the ship. I just think that
it's gonna take a while.
I think it's going to take a while.
That's why I don't think they're going to have a new, they're not going to be able to make a new park because they're so worried about this digital side of things that they have to navigate through. You know, they have Hulu. I just saw that they're doing a Disney Plus Hulu Max bundle now. Right? Like, they're going to have to find ways to fix the streaming to be able to support the park, a new park.
Well, let's
without compromising other areas.
Let's get into, like, the more grounded in reality rooms. Go ahead with one.
So, the first one I see, we talked about a little bit, new Nighttime Parade.
For sure. Like, if they're going to do one in Magic, they have to, or in Disneyland, they have to.
It's a must. Right? It's been too long. I want my light up floats. I want my light up dragon. If you're not going to give it back to me the way that it was, give me a resemblance of it. Right? So, I still have a fond memory of being in the park late at night and seeing all of the light up floats.
No, they're I think Disney night parades. I think Disney night shows are so much better than anything else in the park.
And because it's like, cooler, it allows them to do more too.
Yeah, and it's just, it's more thrilling. Like, during the day, you're just like, okay, you're blocking my way of crossing the street to go get water, get the hell out of my way. At night, like, and I don't know, like, Happily Ever After is always going to be, like, my defining moment for Disney, and I don't care. Like, you can like other fireworks shows. There's nothing that's ever going to compare to Happily Ever After for me. And let's... Jordan Fisher is a national treasure. But for a new night show or a new night parade, like, I think it would kind of tie into what we're going to talk about shortly with Thunder Mountain. I think it wouldn't be as crazy to do, like, the daytimes, the Mickey cavalcade with, like, all the good characters and yay, happy, sun, yay, shine, and then at night to kind of lean into that new expansion, if it is what we assume it's going to be, go a little edgier, do the villains. Like, we do it during Halloween. But have the villains have a parade at night to kind of build that hype. And maybe you don't do it forever and you bring back, like, the fun light up shows later.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would be that apropos to say a villain parade at night for the foreseeable future while we get into Beyond Thunder Mountain, if it is what we assume it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of cool because it gives a chance to see those characters we don't see all the time. Because as of right now, the only time you see, like, the Sanderson sisters is Halloween.
Yeah.
The only time you see the evil stepsisters is if the park is flooded and they are trying to pull people away for autographs.
For sure.
And, like, there's a lot of those, like, villain characters that really only get pulled out during those busy park times. Like, sometimes when you're looking at the My Disney Experience app, like, just go to, like, the characters that are signing autographs, like, right now. And, like, you can tell how busy the park is based on who's at the bottom of that list. And it's kind of fun. I dropped my mic. Hello, I'm back. I dropped my mic. That probably sounded terrible. I apologize. What's next? Because we'll save Beyond Thunder Mountain for the end.
Okay. So not necessarily park, but park adjacent.
DVC.
There is talks about a new DVC resort.
They have to.
You know, they talked about it. They are expanding DVC, right? They're finishing the one in Polynesian. You know, they just revamped the, oh my god, Bay Lake Towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're really leaning into the DVC, which, you know, as a DVC member, I love. But I think they're going to bring back, it's rumored that they're going to bring some form of the Reflections Resort, which was like a lakeside resort. I could see them dusting that off and bringing that back. And it's near the Wilderness Lodge is what they're expecting.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, empty space over there.
Yeah, for sure. And it'd be nice if it's on the Wilderness Lodge. That would be another resort on the lake, which means there'd be another form of transportation to get people out of the park. So they wouldn't be reliant on the ferry boat or the monorail. They could take these small boats back to their resort. Which I think would help overall to get people out.
I think the cabins at Wilderness Lodge, like, that's something I want to do, like, soon.
Yeah.
It just looks fun. Like, all the, like, walking involved looks great. Mm-hmm. Like, you're walking before you get to the park. Fantastic. What's next?
Well, we talked about a little bit, Test Track 3.0.
Right.
They're going to have hints to World of Motion. Epcot went through this really weird phase where it was all about, like, the world of this, the world of this, the land, the sea, da-da-da-da. Yeah. And then they went away from it. And then they kind of realized that was a bad idea.
Yeah, so they're kind of
coming back to it. So, like, there's the land, there's now the sea with Finding Nemo and the Moana, you know, water adventure. You know, they're going to start, I think they're going to start bringing back retro Epcot. With a modern span.
With Epcot, do you think we're at the end of Soarin's lifespan? Because it is one of the more dated rides. Like, for a moderate thrill ride, it is kind of boring at this point. Amazing your first ride.
I think there's two aspects to it. I think living with the land, they'll never get rid of.
No, it's right. It's tied so to a restaurant core. That makes them money, yeah, hand over fist.
It's so core to it, yeah. I could see them revamping Soarin. Like, I don't like Soarin, but I don't like it because it's the same thing.
So, but, like, my
I
thing
would love
is,
it to be multiple destinations.
Maybe, but, like,
you know, one time you're going through, like, the Arctic, you know, you're going all around, and then you go to, like, the tropical, like, see the different lands of Earth, not just, like, you know, the cities. And I know it already kind of does that, but there has to be a mix. If you ride Soarin once, you've ridden it 1,000 times at the same time.
But, like, Soarin is basically, to a certain extent, it is Flight of Passage 1.0.
Yeah. No, for sure. And, like,
Flight of Passage is so fucking good that Soarin at this point just feels dated, and you could do so much more with that. Like, obviously, it's a small building.
With it? It has to be in the land.
Listen. I'm not an Imagineer. I don't get paid to come up with that. I'm just saying.
It has to be an Imagineer, dude.
And they haven't returned my calls yet, Austin. Based on the land, so think of where Soarin is. So you could even maintain the same kind of ride vehicle, the same premise of the ride, and revamp it so it doesn't feel dated, because that's my problem, is it feels like you're watching a screen sitting on a couch. Whereas when you're on Flight of Passage, like, your ride vehicle is breathing underneath you.
Spoilers, dude.
If you haven't ridden Flight of Passage on your...
I know.
Go ride it.
They need to do something, right? Whether they change up the screen, whether they change up the ride vehicles, it needs a major overhaul.
Because I think Disney fans are really bad about, we can't change that, it's tradition. And, like... Yes. In general, I agree. Like, there are certain things, like, that should never change. Like, It's a Small World should never change. Haunted Mansion should never change. Soarin probably should change. Even if just a little bit. Like, just update it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a charm to those dark rides that you are accepting of the fact that Candace in the Haunted Mansion doesn't look scary. Like, it's part of it. Soarin sells itself as kind of a VR experience. And speaking of VR, this is irrelevant. This isn't necessarily part of D23, or at least not my expectations for D23, but we're in Orlando now, so I'm going on tangent. We're changing the subject off of Soren. The Galactic Star Cruiser, the failed Star Wars hotel, where, like, you got on it and you spent 2 days on it, and it was supposed to be like you were on a galactic voyage, right? They have maintained that building. And you're probably wondering, where the hell are you going with this? Because we're talking about VR. What do you think their plans are for that? Because do you remember, I think it was called The Void. It was in, I think, Disney Springs, but I could be wrong about that. My time in Florida is often a blur of alcohol and sun poisoning. Where it was like a VR game where you like ran around the room and like you were like shooting people and stuff. And it was Star Wars theme.
Oh. And Star, it had to have been in Disney Quest.
I think it was Disney Quest.
Which, rest in peace, Disney Quest was
right.
Was
COVID ruined it. But do
no,
you
it was,
think
it was gone before COVID?
Was it? I thought it was gone because
NBA of Experience got killed by COVID.
But do you think they could potentially, like, that could be their plan for the Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel, because they have that building, is to go back to kind of a Disney Quest or the Void? I swore it was called the Void.
If they do, I will move to Orlando.
Where, like, you're breaching the ship or whatever, and, yes, like, doing a VR experience. Like, again, hire me as an Imagineer. That's a great idea.
So I think they could almost make it. So, you know how Downtown Disney and Disneyland is outside of the parks, but it's connected, like, it's like a main channel? Did you know that?
Yes.
So, I would love for them to almost take Galactic Star Cruiser, make it almost like an intergalactic, like, shopping center, almost. Right? Make it like a trading port.
It's like a giant mall. The only problem is you'd run out of merch so quick, though. Because that building is huge.
It is huge, but you could have restaurants.
Yeah, that's right? True.
You could have all of these things. It's very, very clear Disney will not let Star Wars die, right?
Right. No, they spent too much money on it.
Right. Let them experience, you know, let there be a clone restaurant. If there is a clone restaurant, I am 100% down. You know, where you only hire twins.
That'd be interesting.
The way all the waiters are twins or triplets. You know, that's probably a little bit of discrimination,
that's,
I feel like.
That's something Disney would do, though.
But you know what I mean? Like, find like a clone restaurant. And then down the hall, have a Sith restaurant. You know, where
just
it's like, Poland. It's like the themed, you know. The clones are very like, you gotta get it done. The Sith are like, hey, screw you, you stupid idiot.
Smack you at your table, I like it.
Exactly, you know, kind of how Whispering Canyon is.
Or Dick's Last Resort, like they're just insulting you the whole time.
You know, turn it into something like that. Where you can kind of go through the Star Wars ages and different stores and restaurants. And yes, it's a big money grab, but you're going to turn the building into something as opposed to sitting empty.
We'll see. Like, Disney also, like, let's be real, they are perfectly adamant to leave a building they own completely empty. Because, like, Pop Century, like, the Millennium Bridge, or the Decade Bridge, whatever it's called across the way, there's just all those empty hotels that they've never done anything with. Like, Disney's perfectly adamant. Like, they're happy to just leave a building empty.
Yeah, I mean, they have a whole theme park technically empty.
Yeah,
the old
abandoned
river
parks.
Country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good lord, this is going longer than I thought it was going to.
It's going exactly how I expected it to go.
What's next?
So, the other thing that they're looking at, I'll do this before we go back to, like, the expansion parks.
Right.
People are saying Hollywood Studios should have a entertainment overhaul.
Oh, for sure.
Fantasmic, do not touch. I will murder you.
Yeah.
Do not touch Fantasmic.
Everything else should change.
Everything else should change.
Like, realistically, at this point, you go to Hollywood Studios for Star Wars and Toy Story.
Yes. And
yeah,
being a Hollywood MGM park, it needs to be about the IPs, the movies.
Yeah.
Right? That's what, like, the park was made for. It was made for the IPs.
But the problem is, like, the like, Pandora realistically should have been at Hollywood Studios.
Yes. But they got away with it because of the animalistic, you know.
So, do you put Arendelle there?
At Hollywood?
Yeah.
No. It's fantasy. I would prefer that to be, if it goes anywhere, magic.
Okay, Avengers Campus. Do you put that at Hollywood?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so we solved it. Hire us as Imagineers. Jesus Christ, just do it already.
No, but I know they are, finally. My wife is happy about this because she loves The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid show in Hollywood is reopening.
Okay, that's good.
It's reopening in the fall. It's a new show. It's going to be revamped. There's still going to be the classic songs from the original movie. It's going to be based on the original movie. All of that is going to come out. They need to redo. They honestly, they need to scrap whatever night show they try to do at Hollywood. And they need to go to Star Wars Land and do a drone show back there.
Yeah.
Fantasmic is facing north. Have the drone show to the south.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't interrupt.
I think I've watched the movie nighttime show one time, and then I've left the park every time it starts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
the most forgettable.
They try to do something for people that don't either want to A, sit down for Fantasmic, or B, don't Fantasmic. Get a good seat. But if you don't like Fantasmic, I don't want you in the park anyways.
Yeah.
Because, like, you need something else there.
I just think that whole, like, the whole Hollywood part of the park needs revamped.
Yes.
Again, like, one of my returning themes every year when we get to D23 is that it's dated. Like, it's time to adjust the parks to the modern time. And again, Tomorrowland needs a refresh. I don't care what anyone says. Like, it feels old. The only thing that I think fits is Space Mountain. And even then, like, if you were to tell me we're changing it, go for it. Like,
yeah. With Hollywood, Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, for sure. It needs Aerosmith. Like, who?
Iron Man.
Ooh.
Make it. I mean, Rock and Roller Coaster in Paris turned into Iron Man. Make it Iron Man. Expand behind the Rock and Roller Coaster area. Get rid of the Cars ride. It's amazing. If you haven't done the Cars experience, do it. Yeah. It's great. Make that Avengers Campus 2.0. The only problem is the stupid Universal Studios.
Yeah. Because they have the rights to.
They have the rights to everything superhero. To the east of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
So, like, they have. It may not be Iron Man. They could Disney. Do something else.
It's Disney. They can throw enough money at it.
They could. But, I mean, they just can't use, like, the Avengers. If they like, expand that's the Marvel Universe to, like, X-Men, they might be able to get X-Men in there.
Ooh. I know,
it's not the greatest, but you could make it like a Fantastic Four.
Because, like, now that you've said that, like, I'm just imagining the Rock and Roll or the Aerosmith coaster change to, like, songs from the MCU. Like, not even just an Iron Man coaster, but, like, the Immigrant Song from Thor Ragnarok, like, that playing while you're right, like, that would be kind of insane. And, like, you could do that throughout the entirety of the MCU.
Yeah. That's what could happen.
I sign off on it. I agree.
Are you good to move on to the expansions?
Yep. This is okay. Either where we're going to spend the least amount of time or the most amount of time.
Which says something. So let's do Tropical Americas first.
Let's do Beyond Thunder Mountain first, because I feel like that one's more set in stone. Like, we really do genuinely think we know what that is.
Okay.
Whereas Tropical Americas, I have a thought And you're okay. going to kill me.
Oh, God.
So, Beyond Thunder Mountain, go.
Okay, Beyond Thunder Mountain. I think it should be villains.
That's what we and feel I know like that's it's going like, to be.
That's what we feel like it's going to be, but it needs to be. Make it villains. That way you go through Fantasyland, you see all the happy, the smiling, the princesses.
And then you see the dark side, you see reality.
And then you walk past Adventureland, right? The frontier was gross, nasty. That's how I'm selling it. And then you go into the spookiness, right? It feels like it might be a little bit of a copy of Epic Universe's Monsterland, which may be why they don't do it. But we need a villains. If you give me an Oogie Boogie ride, I will be in the park every day of my life.
Angelo's right. in shambles if he's listening to this while editing.
Right, you need a villains. You need it.
And I just think that you need that draw because, again, like we were talking about earlier, with a villains parade.
Not yeah, an make adult it... park. Not making an adult section, but geared towards the teen slash adult, not yeah, edgy. The kid. Yeah, because Disney has to realize it gets money from two demographics right now. Children and Disney adults in their 20s and 30s. Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, unfortunately for that family, they're both. They are Disney adults 20 and 30s with kids. It's like they need to appeal to the demographic that makes them money on the other end. Because when those kids that have been in Disney grow up, guess what? They're still.
Now they're the Disney 20 and 30 year old adults.
Exactly. And then we have the 30 and 40 year olds. You know, like there's a chance to continually have a tap in the older groups if you build a villain's land. That's edgy, maybe a little spooky for kids, but still bearable.
Yeah.
Right.
And that kind of ties in, like, if you're going to do, because I don't know where it's been hinted at, but we've referenced it a few times where there's potentially finally going to be a Lion King ride. Like, that would fit mm-hmm. into a villain's land because you could make it about Mufasa.
Yeah. Like, make it Scar. You know,
like you
bring
could
Jeremy Irons back, mess up your voice again. Let's do it.
Like you could literally be in the ride vehicle during the stampede.
Okay, let's not go that far.
Traumatizing us.
Next that, thing you know, but
would that be perfect?
Disney's newest ride, therapy.
But would that not be perfect? Like, because if they do a Lion King ride, like you have to be in the ride vehicle during that time, and then you also have to be in it during Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
You can't have the highs without the lows, Austin.
I don't know. I could almost see them making a Winnie the Pooh-esque ride for Lion King 2.
Oh. You kind of
you're kind of just bouncing through the savannah, you know?
I thought you were going to say a Winnie the Pooh ride for the villain's land. I was...
No, that's oh. Mr. Toad's.
Oh god, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride makes a return. I wouldn't hate. That I would not hate that.
Ride still feels like a fever dream.
It's a fever dream. It is 100% a fever dream. It did not happen. But with that, like you would have like then it's going back to like what we were saying about like wait times. Like it wouldn't be as critical to go get the autographs of the Wicked Stepsisters because they'd be in villain land all the time. So like it does yeah. devalue that a little bit. But I would love to see it.
Like there's always gonna be people that you can put into the parks, right? Yeah. If you tell me there's a chance for me to get an autograph from Powerline, I'm in. I'm down.
Besides that, the other potential for Beyond Thunder Mountain is what you're about to talk about, I'm guessing, which is the Dino Land replacement, correct?
Yes.
Go ahead and talk about that real quick, and I'll tell you what my crazy idea is. So, Dinosaur Dino for Land sure.
Dinosaur is the worst ride ever, and it's probably because I went on it as a kid and I was traumatized, so I can't ride it.
I love Dinosaur as a ride.
I hate it. I will go on it with my wife, and I will still like clasp to her.
Okay, ignoring like the animatronics and all that, the actual ride itself, like just the ride vehicle on the track, is fun.
So it's regardless, the same ride vehicle in Indiana Jones, right?
Right, and that's what it's going to become, regardless
of... My problem, at least for me, right? I may be a bitch, whatever. The ride vehicle itself is traumatizing to me now.
Jesus Christ.
I was on Indiana Jones at Disneyland, and I still felt like it was Dinosaur.
I mean, it's basically the same thing. Isn't the Mummy ride at Universal the same ride vehicle?
No.
It's similar.
Mummy Ride's a roller coaster. No. It has parts of, like, a ride vehicle, but then it becomes a roller coaster.
Yeah, at the end. But, like, the ride vehicle itself is very similar. Unless I'm misremembering entirely.
Like, the setup, yes. But, yeah. Like, the move, the motion is really what gets me. Not necessarily
like the ride, like, bouncing, like, it's, like, driving. Yeah.
That gets me.
I love Dinosaur. I'm not sad to see it go. I mean, I am a little bit, but I love Dinoland USA. Like, the fact that it feels like a county fair midway in the middle of fucking Animal Kingdom is insane to me.
I have a stupid question.
Yeah.
There is a ride in Disney that has Bill Nye. Is that Dinosaur?
No, wasn't that the Imagine... Wasn't that Epcot? I don't think it's there anymore. Wasn't that Journey Through Imagination, or am I misremembering that?
I'll look it up.
Continue to coach irrelevant. Yourself. So what we're saying is essentially what we assume, and what I think the rumors are, is that Dinosaur 100% is becoming Indiana Jones. But what does that mean for the rest of Dinoland USA? The rumor, and what we believe, is Tropical Americas. Now, what does Tropical Americas entail? So if you were remembering like 5 minutes ago when I was talking about the brilliant expansion of the fifth theme park for Disney Orlando, my original thought was for a Tropical Americas theme park as a whole, not just a little throw into Animal Kingdom, because Tropical Americas also would work in Magic Kingdom. It just wouldn't fit as well to the whole like fantasy aesthetic.
Bill Nye is in Dinosaur, by the way.
Is he? I don't remember him in Dinosaur. I remember
you hear his voice describe the different periods of the dinosaurs.
So Tropical Americas replacing Dinoland USA, I don't like just imagining the area of Dinoland USA. I don't like it, because when I think Tropical Americas, I'm expecting Encanto and Coco. Is that what you're thinking too?
Yes, that's what it is. That's what the like concept art from Disney revealed. It looked like the Madrigal House and, you know, Latin/slash Hispanic views that could be seen as Coco.
And that's what it has to be, because like... Oh, sorry, yawning. Encanto's probably the biggest recent movie for Disney. I think Wish was really underrated. It's so good. And Coco, like, yeah, there's the Mexico Pavilion. But, like, we never really got a full exposure of Coco, and that feels weird to say because we're talking about the Lion King. We're talking about, like, Lion King finally getting a ride, and Lion King came out in 94, 96, something around there. But it feels like Coco's overdue for something more than just a restaurant.
I have an opinion on what should be in place of Tropical Americas too when we get done with this.
Like in like what should be there as well as Encanto and Coco? Instead of. So with Indiana Jones, what else would you have?
Zootopia.
I mean, that makes sense, because is it Disney?
I mean, they've already announced It's a Bug's Life is changing to a Zootopia show.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was changing to something else.
I might be wrong, but I'm like 95% sure it's been announced that Zootopia will replace It's a Bug's Life in the Tree of Life show.
I know it's tough to be a bug is changing. I didn't know it was to Zootopia, though.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like 95% sure it's to Zootopia.
Oh, I mean, I'm fine with that. It would make sense.
I would love to see Zootopia
as an area.
Overseas come here and hear me out. Keep dinosaurs ride vehicle. Make it going through the different biomes of Zootopia. Right? You're on a police chase with Judy and Nick.
Oh, God.
And you're going through all the different areas, right? You go through the, like, little rodent town, right?
Yeah.
You go through the tundra biome. You go through the rainforest, right? You go through all these things, and then you end up at a concert sung by Shakira. Just saying.
You had me at Shakira. I'm in. Sign me up. You know what? Keep Indiana Jones and the West Coast.
But I think if they wanted to do something with Indiana Jones, they should have done it.
Oh, yeah, no, that should have been done a long time ago.
Harrison Ford, we love him. He's an icon. He's limited on years.
And he hates the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, he hates all the franchises he's a part of. He
loved it until...
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No. Go read an interview from Indiana or from Harrison Ford about any of the roles he's done at any point in time of his life. He does not care.
I love him. He's great.
What?
But like, they should have done it when he was still younger. You know?
Oh, it was on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I just remembered what it was. It was when he was for Red Hulk.
Oh, yeah. What did he say? I think I remember that now.
Harrison Ford says Red Hulk acting in Captain America 4 required not caring and being an idiot for money, which I've done before. I don't mean to disparage it. And like, okay. He said that all the time. He's like, I don't care about your nerd culture. I'm just here for a paycheck and I'm really good at what I do. So deal with it.
And people still love him for it. But they should have done Indiana Jones when the franchise was newer. And I mean, they owned it then, right? Not crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it would be crazy to have some of those more obscure movies? Like, do you think Disney would reach into the bag instead of doing like a Lion King ride? Which again, I'm all on board for doing something like a Strange World ride, because Strange World is not
Strange World.
It's not a great movie. I liked it, but it's not a great movie.
I'm thinking there's two aspects to this. I could see it happening with the modernization in all aspects of Disney. I could also see it happening for the adverse of they don't want to introduce that modernization into the parks. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, but it's also like just the world of Strange World would fit so well in one of those rides. And I get what you're saying. There's a polar issue at play there when you talk about like people's politics and the fact that people cannot separate their politics from like enjoyment.
And you have to understand that, and you know, I don't think that they'll do that because they know people can't do
people
that.
Will be divisive about it. That's
yes,
that's fair. I'm just saying it would be cool.
It would be awesome to have that world. I just don't think it would be possible.
What else we got? Because we've talked about all the big things.
Lion King. Some people like some people's like way out hopes a new World Showcase Pavilion.
Yeah, because they were zoned for like
they have four more. Like they have like four or five like
Brazil
major ones.
Was one that I think was supposed to be done a long time ago and they never like they just tied it into Mexico.
Yeah, which uncool, not fair. So I think a new pavilion would be cool. Some people want a Mary Poppins to be added.
Well, that was the 2019, because they were supposed to do, I think it was at the England Pavilion. There was supposed to be a Mary Poppins addition, like an attraction, like a carousel or something. And they never did it. So that's just something I think that they want them to like go forward with.
Yeah. Like those, like, I don't know. I also, hot take, going back to Beyond Thunder Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be mad with a Cars ride?
Beyond Thunder Mountain, no.
You wouldn't be mad, or you wouldn't want it?
I wouldn't be mad. Like, no, I'm all for it. Bring Cars.
It brings the theming with Thunder Mountain, too. You
Radiator Springs,
the red, orange, gray, you know, tannish.
The mesas.
Mesas, thank you. That's the geographical term.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about it. It wouldn't fit if it's Villains Land. But there's a chance it's not Villains Land, and they're going to do, like, what was it called? What was the ranch called that was there before?
What?
There was, like, a petting zoo over there, like, way before we were born.
Oh.
Disney World Petting Zoo? Is that right? What was it called?
Affection section?
No.
I was gonna say, like, there's still a petting zoo, technically.
Ranch.
Was it in Magic?
Yes. This is, like, old.
I don't know. What all I'm seeing is the Tricircle D Ranch.
Animal attraction closed. Disney. Closing after. Oh my god. No, this is going to bother. Hold on. Permanently closed attractions we'll never see again. This is an article. Captain EO, Body Wars, Flying Saucers, oh god, Great Body Movie, Red Horizon.
I'm glad I never had experienced that.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Ooh. Go away. Oh, that's not it. I swear to god, I'm not making.
I think you're making this up, dude.
No.
Are you thinking of Rafiki's?
No.
I feel like you're thinking of Rafiki's.
No. Okay, it was at Disneyland. It was Big Thunder Ranch. Fuck you, it was real. Big Thunder Ranch. Fuck you, it was real. Permanently closed January 11th, 2016.
That's actually really recent.
I thought it was older than that. It was in Frontierland. Outdoor petting zoo. I wasn't crazy.
Oh, it became Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Good to know you're not losing your mind.
That's you were trying to tell me I was wrong.
I mean, you did say it was in Magic Kingdom, so you were.
The ranch hosted the Billy Hill and the Hillbilly show after they left the Golden Horseshoe Saloon.
The what and what and what?
Billy Hill and the Hillbillies. We're East Coast kids. We didn't, like, do all this.
Yeah, I've only been to Disneyland once.
It's weird how, like, on the West Coast they have, like, this shit. But, like, this is where... So, the Billy Goat on Big Thunder Mountain, like, it came from this.
Oh.
Because Billy... Hold on. Now we're going down a rabbit
hole. Oh, not the rabbit hole.
Big Thunder... Mountain. It came because Billy the Goat, Disney Wiki. See, it's a thing.
I just want you to know, I think we're around 2 hours.
Big Thunder.
We're almost 2 hours.
The Critter Carousel.
Critter Carousel.
Pixar Pier. Okay. Look, it's a thing. It was a thing. We have been on this for way too long, so we need to wrap it up. We will potentially do a reaction to D23, but I did not expect this to go this long. If you are still here, thank you for listening to us. And if you haven't
like Disney.
Yet, you either like Disney or you like us, one of the two. Or both. That's also
preferably
an option.
Preferably both.
If you do like what we do here, hit all those buttons, subscribe, follow, like, all those things, leave review, whatever. Follow us on social media, at No Reserves, on all platforms. Do you have anything else Disney-related?
Besides the fact that I'm going this weekend and you're not, no.
Fuck you. like I said, we're going to release this early, and then we might do a reaction to D23 once it finishes on Monday and set on Tuesday.
Depending on how much is released.
Yeah, depending on how, like, it could just be a bunch of vague hand gesturing towards Disneyland.
Things 10 years in the future, yeah. And it's just going to be like, all right.
Yeah, where it's going to be like, oh, we're doing a ton of stuff for the international parks, but fuck you. Like that, which I wouldn't be opposed to. Like, I would be opposed to as like a me, because like it's a lot harder for me to be like, all right, I'm Disney Sea, than it is like, oh, I'm hopping on a plane to Florida.
Yeah.
But, or they're going to like double down on like cruises and stuff like that, because those do make them a lot of freaking money right now.
What do the cruises?
And, yeah. And yeah. It's going to be just a, like, if it's just a lot of like vague hand gesturing towards like Disneyland tomorrow or whatever, Disneyland forward.
I don't think they can afford it with Epic Universe. I think it's going to be a big release. I don't think it'll be the park.
Like, but I feel like the Marvel, because Marvel starts tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah.
Marvel could carry, because they have a lot to announce and a lot of like people they're going to bring on stage. And like that alone could carry the whole event. But I feel like the Parks and Attraction is the make or break this year for D23. Because yeah. There's so much that we didn't get. Because this is this the first year since COVID, or was last year the first year since COVID? Because 2019 was the last one before this.
Last year, I believe.
Okay. So, like, there's a lot still on the table they have to do. And with Epic Universe, like, Epic Universe looks epic. So they've got to do something with the parks. But
no, we will talk. 2022. There's two since
then. Okay, so there's been two. We'll talk all about this in a review if there's anything that huge that comes out. Otherwise, we'll just do it as like a bonus episode after our basketball episode next week. We'll figure it out. But hey, and let us know if you like this.
The announcement, so that you can hear us talk about them.
Right. And get our opinion, so you can get mad that we disagree with you. Besides that, we will see you guys on Sunday for sure. We will be back with our shooting guards list, I promise. One way or the other. If I have to record it by myself, it'll be here.
Next Sunday.
And then Angelo and Alex should be back this Thursday with the football podcast, because the preseason is about to start, correct? Doesn't it start on Thursday?
It technically already started.
Okay, I don't care. It's football. And there's a reason I'm not on that one. It's starting, so they're ramping up, and if you like what we do here, you'll like what they do there. Listen to it. We've rambled this outro forever. We're really doing great tonight. I hope Angelo actually listens to it as he edits, because he will be upset at like everything we've said, because he does not like Disney. Thanks, guys. We will see you next Sunday. Have a great weekend.